Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Kim Davis marriage case could be the next Supreme Court blockbuster. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, you know, Matt, it all started in 2015, right? When two same-sex couples sued Kim Davis because she was not issuing marriage license because it conflicted with her religious beliefs. As far as same-sex couples giving them a quote-unquote marriage license, she decided, I'm not going to give any marriage licenses because of this situation.
Yeah, several other same-sex couples eventually filed suit as well. So there were several lawsuits. On the very last Friday of June 2015, the Supreme Court issued this decision, opinion, 5-4. With a very strong dissent from the Chief Justice saying that this had nothing to do with the Constitution whatsoever.
No.
And they struck down the marriage laws of Kentucky and some other states that said marriage is the union of one man and one woman. Kim Davis had just been elected as the county clerk of Rowan County in the fall of 2014. She had been an assistant clerk under her mother's leadership, who had been a very long-standing elected official in that county. But she now was the person whose name, title, and authority would appear on all marriage licenses.
Yeah, I'm sure little did she know she's going to be thrown into this whirlwind of controversy.
Well, soon after she got elected in 2014, she went to work in 2015 trying to get the attention of the legislators to pass a law that would provide religious accommodation in the event that the Supreme Court were to go the wrong way. Mm-hmm. She couldn't really get their attention at the time, and the Supreme Court unfortunately did go the wrong way. And so when that happened on that Friday, when it released the opinion, on Monday, Kim Davis decided that she was going to refrain from issuing all marriage licenses, not any of them, because in part, Kim Davis's entire job function is regulated by statute. And if she were to issue licenses to people that were not authorized, she could be held accountable. It's all regulated by statute. And so now, with the Supreme Court's opinion on Friday, the marriage laws were shredded. Marriage as the union of a man and woman, male and female, that was replete throughout many, many laws of Kentucky, as in other states. What does she do? The other thing is, she requested a religious accommodation. She went directly to the governor, Steve Beshears, the Democrat governor at the time, and asked for a religious accommodation. After all, the year before, he gave his own attorney general a conscience accommodation when he said, as relates to defending the marriage law, he, in a good conscience, could not defend it. So the governor said, okay, I'll accommodate your conscience objection to defending this law. You don't have to do it. I'll bring in an outside counsel, and that's what he did. So he accommodated his own attorney general's conscience to not defend marriage, but then he wouldn't defend or accommodate Kim Davis's conscience and religious freedom to opt out of issuing a license with her name, title, and authority on it. So she asked for an accommodation. He did not grant it. She wanted to continue to press this issue until it was finally resolved. In the meantime, she got sued right away in early July. And she refused to issue any licenses, notwithstanding the fact that these plaintiffs, the Ermold plaintiffs we'll call them, and the others, they could have gone to any other clerk in the area. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of clerks. Other clerks were issuing marriage licenses. They did not need to focus on Kim Davis. But they did, because Kim Davis's name had reached the media as somebody who had a religious objection to same-sex marriage.
And didn't one of the couples decide to, quote-unquote, get married after this all broke?
Yeah, that was the Ermold plaintiffs.
Yeah.
The two Davids. They did not even think about getting, quote-unquote, married until they saw Kim Davis's name in the media. So,
and then they brought all the media in the office with them,
yeah,
and made a
to
big
harass her,
media
they went
blitz about
and
it. Yeah.
They insisted that she issue a marriage license to them,
right?
Even though they had not planned on getting married.
So you see the agenda here.
Yeah, so the media then picked that up. It went viral. And then now what do? They've gone on record saying that they wanted a marriage license. Mm-hmm. So they then try to press through to get a marriage license. But they want it only from Kim Davis. They could have gotten it any other place.
In fact, they wanted to set her up, yeah.
One of them actually drove to work every day, and he would pass a clerk's office where he could have easily stopped there and gotten a license. But no, he doesn't want that. He wants Kim Davis's name, title, and authority on the marriage license because he wants to ridicule and denigrate her Christian faith.
You know, and granted, I mean, Kim is a godly woman. Once she embraced Jesus Christ, she could not, in good conscience, sign same-sex so-called marriage licenses. It's against her religious beliefs. I mean, you or I probably would do the same. So it wasn't a thing about she dislikes anyone. She loves all people. But it was that issue that kept her from doing it because of her faith.
Yeah, exactly. And in fact, there's some things that, you know, she had friends who she knew mm-hmm. were in same-sex relations, but she still reached out to them in Christian love.
Yeah, she loved them. They disagreed on their lifestyle, and they knew that, and she knew that, but they still loved each other, and that's who she is.
But one of the things with Kentucky is it's not a clerk in Kentucky in this particular situation. It's not just a filing clerk. They don't just file records. They have certain authority, and one of the authorities is that their name and mm-hmm. title and their authority as clerk of Rowan County, Kentucky, appears on the marriage license. And she could not have her name on a license with two people of the same sex because
right.
it conflicts with God's design for marriage. And she had a dramatic conversion a few years before when she went to a church at the request of her dying mother-in-law just to satisfy her mother-in-law to get her life together. And that's where she gave her life to the Lord. And she's never been the same person since. And so when 2015 mm-hmm. came around, she wouldn't be disobedient to her Lord and affirm something that Jesus and the scriptures don't affirm.
Right. And she had failed at marriage previously several times. But through a relationship with Jesus Christ, he had forgiven her about that. And then she was not going to do that same sin in her mind as far as signing that license, because in her mind, that would be endorsing a same-sex relationship.
Right. So eventually, there was a new election a few months later, and in December of 2015, Governor Matt Bevins, the Republican governor, took office. He issued an executive order accommodating Kim Davis. Then in April of 2016, a unanimous legislature, Republicans and Democrats, all came together, not one dissenter, and they passed unanimously a law that allows all clerks to opt out for conscience reasons, and that gave her a religious accommodation. But the Ermolds continued to press forward, and then there was two cases. The Ermold mm-hmm. and the Yates plaintiffs went to trial in 2023.
At the same time.
Same time.
Two different juries.
Hearing the same
very
evidence.
Very unusual.
One of them came back and said $0. They were requesting about $350,000 or so forth.
Mm-hmm.
$0. The other one came back, and they were requesting $50,000 and $50,000 for both plaintiffs. In other words, $100,000. They came back and granted $100,000. And then the judge added attorney's fees and cost onto this for a total of about $360,000 in damages and attorney's fees and expenses.
Even though they didn't present any evidence.
None at all.
No emotional damage.
None.
Nothing like that.
And so this particular situation is against Kim Davis in her personal capacity,
right.
Not in her representative capacity. So they want to try to bankrupt her.
Mm-hmm.
So the case is now before the Court of Appeals at the Sixth Circuit, and we have filed our brief in the Ermold case. That's the only one that's going up on appeal. And we're asking the court, number one, to reverse the verdict because there's no basis for it in the record. It should have never gone to the jury because the Ermolds never presented any evidence of emotional distress. None. No experts, no testimony whatsoever. They presented no information about the amount of damages that they allegedly suffered. So there's just no evidence. Should have never gone to the jury. Number two, that Kim Davis was entitled to a religious accommodation. And obviously, from the history of the gubernatorial executive order from Matt Bevins, the statutory enactment in 2016, obviously the state of Kentucky can accommodate the clerks. They're doing it now.
Right.
And they're doing it because of Kim Davis.
So we need to pray for this case and pray that she would be freed of this ridiculous decision.
Well, and finally, the other blockbuster here is that we're going to argue and are arguing that the Obergefell opinion of 2015 should be reversed. And that's the whole,
no small order there.
Yeah, that's the entire issue here upon which this case is based, is the Obergefell opinion. If it's reversed, then everything falls. So pray for the case. Kim Davis, it could be the next Supreme Court blockbuster challenging the Supreme Court's flawed opinion of 2015, the so-called Obergefell opinion on same-sex marriage. For more information, visit lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. The website again, lc.org.